The tough go face it. The tough go to those meetings, and the sober people in Boston just loved me. Every night we would go to meetings, and one night I wanted to go to this one meeting. I couldn't get there, and I was with a couple of the cancer patients, and I said, you know, I just really need a meeting tonight. Will you guys come with me? And we go, and the meeting we got to wasn't there, and I said, well, let's just get in a cab. I know God will help me find a meeting. So we get in the cab, and the guy goes, I show him the book. Back there, we used to have a book that showed where the meetings were. It's not on your phone. And so we go, he goes, oh, you're a friend of Bill W.? I have 19 years. Shakes my hand, shuts the meter off and says, I'm going to take you to a great meeting, honey. And he drives us, and I say to my cancer buddies, see, God's in charge. And we go to the meeting, and again, the SOBA people in Boston loved me back. And I always love to tell if the Boston people are here, I got to see, Larry Bird take his 20,000 basket in the garden. In the garden. So it was an amazing thing, what happened. And what happened when I got back is I went for the operation for the cancer, and the doctor at that time just said, I don't know what you're doing, because back then they didn't want to know, but they said, keep doing it, because your cells have already changed. And they removed the cancer, and, today I live with cancer in the sense that I always, once a year I have to get checked and, like, all those things. But you guys had taught me by then that I could walk through and go through anything. And then what happened is, we're really good. Alcoholics are great at going through things. So I'm through it, I'm clear, and then I get depressed. Then I can't even move, I'm so depressed. Then I'm mad at God, like we're crazy, right? Like, here I am, I'm free, but I'm all the emotion is catching up. And so I'm walking down the street and I'm yelling at God and I'm saying, you know what, I'm just gonna drink. If you're so powerful, God, you better just do something. This is arrogant me. And I walk by and there's three members sitting at the Starbucks and they go, hey, Linda, how you doing? And it's like, wah! I burst into tears. I'm going to drink. They go, yeah, you're going to drink coffee. Come in. And they give me a coffee and they go, and then we're taking you to a meeting. And they took me to Fred C., that amazing man. I said, his meeting on the Friday night, and I walked in and he said, Linder, can you share? It's on Let Go and Let God. I said, oh yeah, I can share. And I cried. And I cried. And you guys just loved me. Like, the greatest thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is that we get loved back into loving, right? That's the deal here. And then what happened to me after the cancer situation was, I was thinking, geez, maybe I should be a mom. I didn't know you should probably meet someone, marry them, have a family. No, I should just be a mom. That's the thoughts in my head. So be careful what you ask for. So here I go to this is my one AA joke. How do you get lucky at an AA dance? You go home alone. Yeah. Okay, so I didn't. I didn't go home alone, and 9 months later, baby, I got that newcomer pregnant. And you need to know, when you're in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous, it's not a good look. And what happened to me is the old timers in Alcoholics Anonymous, Milton was at the meeting and he used to always say to me, Linda, are you getting into AA trouble? I used to say, no, Milton, no, I'm good. And this night, he goes, are you getting into any trouble? I go, yeah, Milton, I got a newcomer pregnant. And I started to cry. And he changed my life just like that by saying two things. First thing he said was, well, you never know what it'll take to get that guy sober. And the second thing he said was, there's two types of people in Alcoholics Anonymous. The ones that are going to love you no matter what. And I'm one of them. And he gave me a big hug and said, I love you no matter what. He goes, and then there's people that are going to judge the out of you. And he says, but stick with the ones that love you. Stick with the ones that love you. And I'm here to say, this maybe isn't always the story, but I do have a son that's 30 years old, and I do have an ex that's 30 years sober. Yeah. They celebrate together. And the thing about that story is, one thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is we are people, people want what we have. And when I went out with those guys,